I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I remember when my brother was in second grade, and he had this teacher, and we now know that she had a predisposition about young African-American boys. But at the time, my mother just trusted her judgment as his teacher. When she told my mother that he was lazy, he did not apply himself, he did not focus on his work, and she failed my brother in second grade. The very next year, my brother had an African-American teacher, and it took her about 4 days to realize that my brother needed glasses. That's it. He just couldn't see the board. And back then, the board was a very important part of the educational process. And so my brother and I chatted a couple years back, and you know, he said, you know, I never liked school. You went to college. I never wanted to go to college because I never liked school. I said, but you did. You used to love school. And we were trying to trace back the history of his education and where it is that he fell off from a love of reading, a love of learning, a love of being in a classroom setting, and why he never pursued post-secondary educational opportunities. And it went back to second grade. And that teacher who did not look like him, who labeled him as lazy because she didn't take the time to understand him. She had a predisposition because of the color of his skin. And because she was in a position of authority, we went with her expertise and allowed him to be retained, which is humiliating for him. And he spent the entire summer anxious about being in a classroom with younger kids and all of his friends moving on, only to find out that all he needed to do was see. So when I found out about Dr. B. Chavis Russell's program, The New School, I had to invite him on the Shaletta Show. Thank you so much for being with us. Give everybody the name of this amazing new school, please, sir.
Well, let me give you my name first. It's Dr. Chavis Russell.
Chavis. Come on now, give it to me. I'm so sorry. Fix it. Fix
no,
it, Jesus.
Okay.
Fix
it's
it.
Okay. It's okay.
So, Dr. Chavis Russell, what's the name of this brand new school?
Yeah, so actually, it's Friendship Academy of the Arts. We've been around, this is our 20th year. This is the new school. This is our second campus.
Yes.
And it's called Friendship Academy of the Arts. Intermediate. So it's the intermediate campus.
Yes.
And we still at our current location at 2638 Street.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling that our primary campus for kindergarten and first grade.
Yes.
And the new school is 3320 41st Street East in Minneapolis. Second grade through eighth grade, that is going to be our intermediate campus.
Oh, so we're
very excited.
And the community is excited. You had a lot of support out for your groundbreaking. We're talking about representation mattering and the great, great resource that they are providing to the community, not just for the little ones anymore, but the intermediate school that's available. How important is it that we get our black and brown kids over there?
You know, it's I listened to your story that you told in to open up the segment, and that is exactly why we're doing it, is because our mission is to educate children to be confident, competent, and creative citizens. And the first word is intentionally placed there when you talk about building their confidence so they, in a way where they understand who they are, they understand their gifts, They believe in themselves, so that they and a part of our belief system is that we want to create lifelong learners. But it starts with that confidence. So when you talk about our black and brown babies, and all of the things that are coming up against us to make us feel less about ourselves, less about our community, it's important that we have a school, we have a space to where we can understand the beauty of who we are. We can understand all of the things that we've contributed to our society and this country, all of the things, how smart you are, how artistic you are. So then when I am grown, I have a love for learning, and I have I'm looking for it, and I want to go after it for the rest of my life, you know, for lifelong, and then that passes down through generations. So, I mean, that was a perfect way to open it up, because that's why we're here. We want to let them know you're special. I don't care what your hair looks like, you're beautiful. I don't care how much money you make, you're great. You can pull your own family out of this situation. But right now, you can still learn. I don't care how artistic you think you are or not. You are an artist. We just need to find out who you are.
And, you know, one of my favorite scriptures is train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. I always thought that meant, Dr. Chavez Russell, that if we raise our kids in church, they'll always be Christians. But that's not it. It's about finding the gift in our children and nurturing it. And I'm so glad to see you all do that, because a lot of times, you know, we spend all of our lives trying to figure out what our gifts are. And you all are helping the children find that at an early age so that they can be the next Venus or Serena. You know, Richard Williams didn't teach them how to play tennis when they were 16. He did it when they were six. It starts early.
Yep, exactly.
It starts early. Exactly. And that's what you're doing.
Exactly. Exactly. We have a whole child approach in doing so. And we got to focus on academics, of course, in terms of them learning the standards that Minnesota has placed before us. And we do so with a personalized approach. So it's not like there's one size fit all. It's we want to understand where you are and meet you where you are academically. And then we use another pillar is leadership, where we teach the 7 habits of highly effective leaders. It's called Leader in Me. Teaching from kindergarten all the way to 8th grade about the 7 habits. Same thing that people are teaching in boardrooms. We teach it to our scholars. And then we believe not just in parent collaboration, but family and community collaboration, because that is key. When we develop our individual learning plans, the family is there. It's been amazing, Shaletta. We've had families coming in during our open house, aunts and uncles and cousins want to see where they're nephews and things are going
to
be.
They're trying to check y'all out. Yeah.
Hey, I love it. I said, I love it. I love it because this is what it is. We believe in art integration. So every child is going to be involved in art projects based on their interests. We have community artists coming in teaching different things like African drumming and dance and line dance and some line dance. I only know electric slide, you know, so. And the cop-top slide and things like that, but they're learning all kind of stuff that I didn't even know existed.
Right.
Programming and coding and robotics and STEM,
yes,
all these different things. And at the core of who we are is what we call the Friendship Way, where we intentionally teach how to build and maintain positive relationships. You got a place called friendship. You got to focus on relationships.
Yes.
And we do so through restorative practices.
Now, there's some parents who are listening, and they say, I love what Dr. Chavez Russell is talking about. I've got my child. I know my nephew needs something different than what's being offered. My grandbaby needs to be where he is under his leadership, under his covering. Tell us how we can reach out to you, because folks are already emailing and DMing me, wanting your cell phone number. I don't know if you want me to give that out, but how can they reach out to you to learn more about the school and the program that you're offering?
Yeah, the first place you can go is our website. You can just check us out. We want you to research us, because we ask the community to keep us accountable. We ask our parents to keep us accountable. We listen to our students, our staff, our families. They had just as much input in this new building as I did. So we go to our website, friendshipacademy.org. We have an email, school@friendshipacademy.org. We have a Facebook page, Friendship Academy. We have an Instagram, Friendship Academy, a YouTube page. We got a LinkedIn, Friendship Academy. We got a Twitter. You can inbox us on any one of those. You can go to our website and contact us that way. We have a number of different ways you can contact us. and see what we're doing, see what we're doing. And you know, on our Facebook page, we're very active. So you can even look at the history and kind of see who we are and how we've been doing this for the last, well, the Facebook page, probably the last few years. But, I mean, 20 years worth of history.
That 20 years worth of success.
Yeah, 20 years. We're the only Blue Ribbon school in Minneapolis that's ever existed.
Wow.
And what that means, a National Blue Ribbon School is a national award that we earned in 2016 that puts us in the top tier schools in the country. And that doesn't include the, and we are, well, we've also received a Beating the Odds school. I've been a Beating the Odds school through the Star Tribune for the last 6 years. We've been a Change the Odds schools through Great Minnesota Schools for the last 3. And we've earned, been a reward school and a celebration school through the Minnesota Department of Education.
So we're very proud of what we're proud.
I mean, it's something that when we do successful things in our community, we try to hide it, you know. But right now, at this point, in this moment and in history,
we got to shine the light.
That's how we get, that's how we move forward in terms of our taking control of our own destiny as a community. And not waiting on anyone to hand us anything.
Yes.
You know, that's what I'm hearing the community say more and more. All we need is a chance.
Yes.
And this school gives our babies a chance.
Well, thank you for giving me a chance to talk to you, Dr. B. Chavez Russell, right here on the Shaletta Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.